Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome once again to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so grateful you've joined us today. No matter where you're listening from, at home, in traffic, preparing for work, or just starting your day, I pray that the peace of God will rest upon you and that this devotional will strengthen your heart for the journey ahead. Today's topic is responding to challenges with grace, and our Bible text is from Colossians 4, verse 6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. There's a powerful true life story about Abraham Lincoln, one of the former presidents of the United States. It was recorded in several historical writings that Lincoln faced intense criticism, insults, and opposition during his leadership. Many people mocked him publicly and questioned his abilities. Yet, instead of reacting with bitterness or revenge, Lincoln often responded with calmness, wisdom, and grace. One day, one of his assistants became furious over a harsh letter written against them. Lincoln advised him to write an angry response if he wished, but not to send it. The assistant poured out all his emotions on paper. After reading it, Lincoln simply said, "Good, now tear it up." Lincoln explained that releasing anger privately helped prevent destructive reactions publicly. What a lesson for us today. How do you respond when life presses hard against you? How do you react when people misunderstand you, offend you, disappoint you, or speak against you? Because challenges do not only test our strength, they reveal our character. Anybody can respond with anger. Anybody can react emotionally. But it takes grace, maturity, and the help of the Holy Spirit to respond with wisdom. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 15, verse 1 that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Did you hear that? Sometimes the victory is not in proving a point. The victory is in maintaining peace. The victory is in refusing to allow offense control your spirit. There are people listening to me right now who are carrying wounds from harsh words, betrayal, unfair treatment, or difficult situations. Maybe somebody hurt you deeply. Maybe life has not gone the way you expected. Maybe you've been tempted to react in anger, frustration, or revenge. But hear this encouragement today. God is calling you higher. When Jesus was insulted, he did not retaliate. When he was falsely accused, he still demonstrated love and compassion. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 23 says, "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats." That is grace in action. Grace does not mean weakness. Grace is strength under control. Can I ask you something this morning? What if the challenge you are facing is an opportunity for God to build a stronger version of you? What if your calm response today becomes somebody else's testimony tomorrow? What if your refusal to react negatively opens the door for God to fight your battles? Remember what the Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Sometimes we want immediate justice, but God is more interested in shaping our hearts than satisfying our emotions. And let me encourage someone listening right now. Your kindness is not wasted. Your patience is not unnoticed. Your silent prayers are not ignored by heaven. God sees you. The Lord is saying to someone today, "I am teaching your hands to war and your heart to remain pure. You will not lose your peace because of pressure. You will not become bitter because of disappointment. You will not allow pain to change your godly nature. In Jesus' mighty name, again, I speak prophetically over your life. you will always breastbend with wisdom and not emotional destruction. The grace of God will steady your heart in difficult situations. Every battle trying to steal your peace is coming under divine control in Jesus' name. You will not say words you will regret. God will give you calmness in moments of pressure. Where others expect you to break down, you will rise with dignity and strength. In Jesus' name. Beloved, one of the greatest signs of spiritual maturity is not how loudly we pray, but how gracefully we respond under pressure. Anybody can praise God when life is easy, but when challenges come and you still trust Him, still speak kindly, still walk in love, heaven takes notice. So today, pause before reacting. Pray before responding. Listen before speaking. James chapter 1 verse 19 reminds us, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." That scripture alone can save relationships, protect destinies, and preserve peace. Time for reflection. Is there any situation currently testing your patience and character? Have you allowed anger, offense, or frustration to control your responses? What would change if you allowed God's grace to guide your reactions today? Actions for the day. Before responding to any difficult situation today, pause for a moment and pray silently, "Lord, help me respond with grace." You may be surprised how much peace follows that simple prayer. Challenges are inevitable, but destructive reactions are not. With God's help, you can face pressure without losing your peace, confront opposition without losing your character, and walk through difficulties without losing your faith. Never forget, your response matters. The world may react emotionally, but as children of God, we are called to reflect Christ even in difficult moments. And now, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this boldly with me. Today, I walk in grace and wisdom. I will not be controlled by anger or frustration. The peace of God guards my heart and mind. I respond with love, patience, and understanding. God is fighting my battles for me. I will not lose my joy, my peace, or my testimony. Today shall work for my good, and I will walk in victory. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for your grace that strengthens us in every situation. Lord, help us respond to challenges with wisdom, patience, and love. Guard our hearts from bitterness and anger. Fill us with the character of Christ. Let your peace rule in our lives today. Bless every listener. Protect them, guide them, and let doors of favor open for them today. May no challenge overwhelm them, and may your grace carry them through every situation victoriously. Thank you for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday Podcast devotional. If this message blessed you, encouraged you, or spoke to your heart, please share it with someone who may need it today. Remember, one word from God can change a life forever. Have a beautiful and victorious day ahead. God bless you.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.